Avenue, Urbana. English Hedgerow delivers distinctive bouquets, plants, gift baskets, and gourmet catering throughout the Champaign-Urbana area.
It's 12:30. You're tuned to the Afternoon Magazine. Good afternoon. I'm Celeste Quinn. Our technical director today is Jason Croft. It's time for AM 580 News. Here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Celeste. Good afternoon. Illinois senior U.S. Senator Dick Durbin says the economy is worrying him, and Amanda Vindicke explains what Durbin wants to do about it.
Durbin says a previous attempt by Congress to stimulate the economy, direct payments of lump sums to taxpayers, didn't work as planned.
Most people either saved it or put it away and didn't spend it, which we'd hope they'd do. So I'm not sure that's the best way to go. I'd like to see an investment in good-paying jobs right here in the United States.
Durbin says options include bankrolling public works projects, giving incentives to businesses to hire more workers, and helping small businesses that he says are struggling to keep employees on payroll in this slowing economy. He also wants to extend unemployment benefits. Durbin says it's important to act quickly, but he says Congress won't waste its time pushing measures President Bush opposes because they won't go anywhere. His hint that some may need to wait until fellow Democrat Barack Obama takes over the White House. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
A top aide and friend to Barack Obama says she'll do whatever the president-elect wants her to do. Valerie Jarrett is a well-connected Chicago businesswoman who advised Obama throughout his campaign. She's been rumored to be a possible replacement for Obama in the Senate. Yesterday, Jarrett said she trusts Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich to fill the post with a qualified candidate.
We're lucky in Illinois to have so many people who are prepared to take that office. It's a very important office. I think Illinois is a key state. It's going to be our president's home state, and I have every confidence that Governor Blagojevich will choose wisely.
Jarrett currently serves as the co-chair of Obama's transition team. Asked if she'd like a position in the administration, Jarrett says she serves at Obama's pleasure. She's a former aide to Mayor Richard Daley and has led a real estate company in Chicago. The Blagojevich administration's decision to stop paying for most state-subsidized health care is up for discussion in Cook County Circuit Court today. A hearing was to take place after the Illinois governor asked a judge to clarify an order that shut down an illegal expansion of the family care program. Court documents indicate state reimbursement to doctors stopped October 15th. That's the same day a Cook County judge ordered the administration to stop an expansion of family care to people with higher incomes. Two prominent businessmen and a lawyer sued after Governor Blagojevich expanded coverage. The state legislature repeatedly rejected the measure. The State Department of Health Care and Family Services declined comment yesterday. An avowed white supremacist has pleaded not guilty to charges that accuse him of threatening a juror at the trial of a man convicted of soliciting the murder of a federal judge. William White of Roanoke, Virginia, appeared today before a U.S. district judge. The judge set December 5th for a bond hearing. White leads the American National Socialist Workers Party. He's accused of threatening a juror at the trial of Matthew Hale, another avowed white supremacist from East Peoria. Urbana voters narrowly defeated a 25-cent property tax increase for their park district last February, but they'll likely see another park district tax referendum on their ballot this coming April. And this time, park officials hope the result will be different. District Director Vicki May says park board commissioners are mindful of the troubled economy and the defeat by voters of every tax referendum on the Champaign County ballot in last week's election. But May says park district services are even more important when the economy is tight.
The board is really concerned about the economic conditions now, but also concerned about the amount of and level of services to our citizens who have a need for close to home, free or low cost activities during this time of economic need.
The Urbana Park Board will discuss details of next year's referendum at a study session for tomorrow afternoon at 3 at the Anita Purvis Nature Center. The agenda includes a discussion of what size of tax increase to seek and what cuts they might have to make if a tax referendum loses a second time. May says voters have told them they need to know how any tax increase would be spent and what services could be lost if the referendum loses. She says it's certain, for example, that Crystal Lake Pool won't reopen without a tax increase to pay for its renovation or replacement. The pool was closed last August because of concerns about its condition. Descendants of World War I flying ace Harvey Weir Cook celebrated yesterday's Veterans Day dedication of a new Indianapolis International Airport passenger terminal bearing his name. The airport dedicated the billion-dollar terminal yesterday with more than a dozen members of the Cook family and others who sought to restore his name in attendance. Harvey Weir Cook III of Columbus, Ohio, was among the dignitaries who ceremoniously cut a red ribbon to open the new midfield terminal. He says it's an honor to have his grandfather recalled that way. Indianapolis International was renamed from Ware Cook Airport in 1976. Family members, veterans groups, and others wanted to return the Ware Cook name to the entire airport, but a compromise with airport leaders resulted in naming the new terminal after Cook. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 2:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
Today's programming is made possible in part by Ratio Architects, designer of the Busey Bank Main Branch renovation, on the web at ratioarchitects.com.
It's 12:36. Let's check in now with meteorologist Ed Kieser for a look at the weather. Hi, Ed.
Good afternoon.